Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're very glad to have you. And if you're returning to this podcast, if you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. So glad you decided to return. Well, just a few things we want to share with you about the podcast so you can know a little bit about what we believe here. We believe in God because we have the choice. It's our free will choice. We understand that everyone doesn't, but we still do. So we let you know when you come in, if you can press past this salutation, we believe that you'll receive a blessing. And what you will find whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So when you come here, you can expect that. And what we expect from you is that you let someone know that we're here. Now, if you want to contact us for any reason, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And we want to hear from you because when we hear from you, it encourages us. We also base everything we do here on the written word of God. So we have a tool that we use and we'll share that with you. It's BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. Now, what we suggest is that everyone reads the Word of God for themselves. If you visit that website, BibleGateway.com, and the last time I used it, it was still free. I used it earlier today. I use it pretty much every day. If you visit that website, you're going to find various translations of the Bible. And you can read for yourself. And now it's even more advanced. They have some episodes that are audible, which means they'll read the Bible to you. If reading is not necessarily your strongest suit, well, they'll read to you. And then, as I've said in other episodes, I invite you to visit the broadcast here, the podcast library. And all of these episodes build on each other. Just pick the ones that, when you read the description, speak to you, because we can't tell everything in one segment or episode of the podcast. So we suggest you go there and just pick the ones that speak to you and listen to them. And tell someone about us. Now, as we said, we base everything we do on the written word of God. Personally, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And the reason I believe is because just experiencing all of the things that pertain to his death, burial, and resurrection, understanding what that means for me, helps me throughout my life and it strengthens me. Now, I am walking through my seventh decade, so I've been living a while, and I'm looking into my eighth decade, and I need to know what I can put my confidence in. I have found the Word of God to be truth for me in my life. It's truth, period. I believe that, and that's my free will of choice. My power is in having the ability to make choices, deciding who and what I want to believe. And as I read more and more of the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible, I find more and more exactly what Jesus' death on the cross represents for me in my life. I've researched, and I'm still yet researching, all of the promises, learning everything that belongs to me, You can learn what belongs to you if you choose to believe. You have a right of choice of what you want to believe. And don't let anyone take that from you. And just in seeking the Lord and sitting before the Lord, because today has been, this has been a wonderful weekend. It really has. Although I know there's a lot of grief in the world, I've learned that I can find what I need to know and how to process various things that I see occurring in the world, because even though I live here in the world, I'm not of the world. And if you search the podcast library, read the descriptions, you'll find out different things about me, what I believe, what I understand, what I've come to know. But in just processing some of the things that I'm seeing occur in the world, I'm learning that our young people, they need to learn about God's love. And if we really want to see a change or affect change in the lives and hearts and minds of our young people, because a lot of them and a lot of families are suffering bereavement now. And if we're compassionate, which one of the fruits of the Spirit, this fruit of the Spirit is love. It is, because the Bible lets us know that God is love. And when you love, you're going to have compassion. And even though you may not have to necessarily experience, well, you don't really have to experience everything you see around you. We're in the world. We're not of the world. We see what's going on. We don't have to absorb it. We can cast every care we have to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the things that he tells us to do immediately. He said, casting every care on him because he cares for us. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. Died on the cross for us. Some choose to believe it, some don't. Some don't understand that. Some don't even believe in God. As I said before, it's your right to what you want to believe. But I have learned, and what I'm learning and what I believe and know my lane is encouragement. To encourage those that are downcast in their spirit. To encourage, you know, families of the bereaved if they want to listen. You know, I can help with that. And I've determined, and I believe the Lord wants me to share with you this week, our young people, they're going to have to learn God's love. Now, many say that young people today don't have any respect for life. Well, so many things are going on. So many things are different. You've heard me say that I'm walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. That means that I've had 70 years, over 70 years to observe. And now I have more knowledge. So I've had an opportunity to learn God's love. And we know, according to the Bible, it lets us know that we were in one place in the Bible that we were born into sin. That's Adam's sin. And Adam refers to mankind. And we were shaped in iniquity. We were all born into families. We could not choose the family we were born into. You know, as far as I know in this realm, we were here when we came to consciousness. The family is the ones that were around us, the people that raised us. And everybody's entry story is different because we're all individuals. But whatever it is, we have had to learn basically from what we were taught from the environment around us. And many of our young people have not been taught the softer side of God's love. So they don't understand God's love, and they don't understand how the Lord Jesus Christ can be our strength of focus. And then for many of us who were taught about God, we were taught basically what the adults believed around us until we came to a level where we could make our own decisions, pick and choose. We didn't really know what to believe. But I can tell you what I found and what works for me. I've learned God's love for me. I've learned his heart toward me is only good. He only means good for me and not evil. I've learned what Jesus' death on the cross represents for me. It represents that whatever state I find myself in, I can cast any care, any concern, any thought, and I don't have to hide from him because the Lord God, who is the possessor of life, who is Elohim, I can now call Abba Father because I've done that one thing that was necessary. I chose to believe the record that was left. In choosing the record that was left, I've come to understand that Jesus' death on the cross represent forgiveness for anything, any mistakes I've ever made, period. Any future mistakes that I might make, period. That the Lord God loves me. So he's my strength of focus. When I find myself in a situation that I don't understand, when I find myself under a circumstance that I've not understood, when my family, you know, our families affect us. Sometimes our families make decisions that get us drawn into situations that we don't necessarily want to be a part of, but you can find yourself on a particular street just because of a family member. We know that's what happens to a lot of our young people. When we look at some of the entertainers that are bereaved, most recent, we've heard about people who got pulled into situations because of family members. And when we have social media, this technology now, we know that, you know, family members, they do things, they say things, they make posts. People post all that goes on in their life a lot of times. And you can get caught up in situations. You can. But we can find, when we find ourselves in situations that we don't understand, I have learned I can focus. I can look to Jesus. He said in another place that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. I realized that he took my place on the cross, and everything that belonged to him now belongs to me. It's just up to me to find out exactly what belonged to him. And I've learned from another place in his word how he's given me, allowed me all things that pertain to life and godliness now, so I can live a good life going forward. When I find myself situations, I found descriptions in the Bible where people who were infirm from birth, couldn't walk, couldn't see, had all kinds of situations. You can go into the Bible and probably find, you know, a description of something that's happened in your life. So when you feel like you're down and you don't have any strength, when you learn truly who Jesus is and what he did for you on the cross, you'll be able to rise up and walk. You will. You'll be able to move forward. You'll be able to come from where you are. He said in his words that his words are life to those that find them and health to all of their flesh. If you go to the podcast episode library, you'll find various things. Just read the description and listen to the ones that, you know, work for you. You'll learn that you can make choices. It is your choice to believe whatever you want to believe about yourself. But when you learn how much God loves you, when you receive that love, you'll be healed, which means you'll be cleansed from all wrong thought. Because he said in another place that he has become for us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. You may not necessarily see it overnight, but you'll have a reason to have hope. And then when you see people being cut down in the streets and so on and so forth, no matter what state you find yourself in, you can learn that there is something different from you. You can learn that Jesus took your place on the cross. And because he did, he took your place, you can take his place, which means you can experience life. You have a choice of what you want to believe in. You'll learn that your emotions, you can get control of your emotions. You can learn that if you pivot to Jesus when you find yourself in a certain circumstance that you don't really know how to handle, you can just acknowledge him in all your ways, no matter what street you find yourself on, what hour of the night, what hour of the day. You can say, Lord Jesus, what do I do with this? Help me. And he will answer you. He promised. He said, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll direct your paths. He'll show you the right way to take. You'll learn your emotions, those wobble thoughts you have, those thoughts of fear, those thoughts of doubt, when you're feeling lonely, when you in lack, whatever weakness you might have, the Lord God will give you the strength to walk up out of that. He'll give you the knowledge you need because he loves you. When you learn God's love, you'll learn that you are someone, that you are somebody that means something to God, to Abba Father God, to Elohim, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the one who sits on the circle of the earth, the one who tells the sea how far to go, the one who regulates the sun coming up every day. And every day that you see the sun rise, you will know God's word is still standing. All you have to do is feed on what the Lord left on record. He said he's the bread of life. He's a possessor of life. He will give you and strengthen you when you have those wobble thoughts. And they are wobble thoughts. You can learn that you can just sit in his presence. You can feed on him. You can receive the strength you need. Because you'll know that all of your need is met. You will see the fruit of grace. Listen to the episodes that talk about grace. That'll explain grace to you and how it works. You'll begin to experience right behavior. You will. When you hear about faith, you'll learn about faith for righteousness. You'll learn what it means to contend for the faith. You have to contend. You have been exposed to negative adversarial things for a while. You live inside of time. Although God lives outside of time, you live inside of time. So therefore, you have to process some things. But you'll learn that the Lord God, Elohim, he laid every sin, everything you've ever done wrong. You have never done something so wrong that God can't love you. I don't care what you've done wrong. Nothing changes God's love for you. He is a faithful God. You can depend on him, especially at your weakest moment. You are justified by faith when you believe, but you have to contend for the faith. You have to believe that. You have to believe that you're justified by faith because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you. And you are blessed no matter how you feel every day. You have to remind yourself of God's love for you. You are blessed. You are blessed. Our young people have to learn that they are blessed and they are loved. They are loved with a special kind of love unique to them that only God can give. Help our young people learn God's love and you will see a change in their life. You will see changes in your life. When you let them know that all their sin is forgiven, they're not so bad that God don't love them. Nothing can change God's love for them. Let them know. Help them to learn the love of God for them. Teach them about grace. God's grace, all-sufficient grace, abundant grace, inexhaustible grace. Teach them that the Lord God wants to comfort them. Teach them about God's love. The principles of God's love, the faithfulness of God's love, the strength of God's love. Now, I hope I've said something that will help you be more comfortable and love yourself more. When you learn to love yourself, you will also love others. I want to hear from you. God bless. Amen.